Welcome to Fables and Fairy Tales, where this week the story is... The Potion of Poetry. This story was written by me, and it's based on a Saxon legend. Here to read it to you, it is I, your storyteller Chip Cahoon. This is part 3, with more trolls and poetry. If you missed everything before today, catch up at fablespodcast.co.uk. But if the story is with you, then let us continue. Bogey drilled deep into the hill, then let Woden blow through the hole. This time, there was no dust.
"See?" said Bogey proudly. "I's drilled right through the hill. There's nothing inside."
Woden smiled. He knew Bogey hadn't drilled all the way through the hill. That would have taken ages. But if no dust was blowing out, that meant Bogey must have drilled into a secret lair inside the hill instead. For now, though, Woden just said,
"Thank you, Bogey. I believe you. I'll be on my way. Have a good day."
Woden walked away until he had turned a corner. He checked that Bogey couldn't see him, and then he put his arms by his sides, poked out his tongue, and said,
"Hiss!"
In a flash, he turned into a snake. Bogey took no notice of the snake slithering towards that little hole he'd just drilled into the side of the hill. Instead, he sat on the grass, happily gazing at the clouds, looking forward to telling his brother about how he'd tricked the great hunter Woden. Snake Woden slipped into the hole, wriggled through it, and soon popped out in an underground lair. In there was a girl troll. You could tell it was a girl troll because it was even more hairy than the boy ones. And besides the girl troll were Woden's 3 golden jugs. Snake Woden transformed back into Great Hunter Woden. The girl troll screamed,
"Daddy!"
Woden held up his hand.
"Silence! Do you know who I am?"
The troll shook her head.
"I am Great Hunter Woden, leader of the Sky Gods. Who are you?"
The troll bowed.
"My name is Hilda. I'm the daughter of the troll called Stinker."
"These 3 golden jugs belong to me. Do you know who stole them?"
The troll's cheeks went red.
"Daddy did, with Uncle Bogey. Please, Mr. Woden, I don't mean you no harm, but now I've called Daddy's name, he'll be here soon."
Woden looked around him.
"This secret lair must have a proper way out. Where is it?"
Hilda pointed up.
"The top of the hill opens, but only when Daddy says the password, orange."
Woden frowned.
"That's a strange secret password."
"Daddy chose it because it only works when he says it. But because he drank your potion, he has to rhyme with the last thing anyone has said. And Daddy believes nothing rhymes with orange."
Woden thought really hard, but even he couldn't think of a single word that rhymed with orange.
"Besides,"
continued Hilda,
"Daddy needed Uncle Bogey's help to carry all 3 jugs away from your hall in the clouds. How would you carry them now? You've only got 2 hands."
Woden's eyes flickered.
"That is an easy one."
In a flash, Woden turned into a giant pelican, an enormous bird with a long beak under which hung a great big sack. Pelican Woden flew to each of the jugs in turn and sucked the potion into that sack. Just as he sucked up the last drop, though, the hill opened. In jumped Stinker, along with an army of about 10 other trolls, and the hill closed above them. All the trolls held long, sharp blades. Stinker was at the front, grinning a toothy grin.
Welcome, Woden, you fine old chap. You've landed right here in my trap. Now you'll meet my hungry clan. Tonight, we'll all eat pelican!
Woden gulped. Not because he was scared, though. He was actually swallowing just a little drop of the poetry potion. And, as he did, an idea popped into his head. He said,
All right, Stinker, you win, I agree. But can you answer one question for me? What word will move your magic door hinge?
Stinker's face suddenly screwed up, like a cowpat melting in the sun. He bit his lip and held his breath until, when he couldn't hold it any longer, he had to blurt out,
It moves whenever I utter orange!
Instantly, the hill opened again. And, like a bolt of lightning with feathers, Pelican Woden shot up and into the sky. Behind him came a furious roar as Stinker watched Pelican Woden soar. See how I rhymed that bit at the end? That's because Woden was everyone's friend. He shared that potion with folks like you and me, so we can share tales and music. And poetry. And soon, of course, the world overflowed in stories about the great hunter, Woden.
That was the tale of The Potion of Poetry. Thank you for sharing it with me. Ooh, that rhymed too. We'll be back tomorrow with a story to celebrate the Chinese New Year of the Tiger. You won't want to miss it. To make sure you don't, check that you're subscribed to this podcast. And if you're enjoying our stories, please could you do a little thing for me? Please just take a few moments to write a short review of this podcast on your podcast player. Your reviews help other people to know the fun that can be enjoyed inside this podcast, which means you'll be helping us to spread that fun even further. Just look for the button on your podcast player that says review, or maybe comment. Tap that and type away. Thank you ever so much. Right now, though, it only remains for me to say cheerio, and I hope to hear your story soon. So, cheerio! And I hope to hear your story soon!